On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, welcome to Tax and Financial Planning for the Concentrated Stock Portfolio. I'm Bob Keebler, and I'll be your host. One of the biggest opportunities and challenges your clients are going to have is managing a concentrated stock portfolio. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to hedge against a decrease in value of the underlying stock. I've seen clients go from being worth, you know, a dollar down to 12 cents in a six-month period of time, and these were much larger numbers because they didn't diversify properly. But along the way, the general reason people will not diversify is because they're worried about capital gain. Now, sometimes greed is a factor. I've seen people unwilling to diversify inside tax-qualified accounts, which is crazy. If you have a diversified position inside an IRA or qualified plan, that makes no sense from a pure finance perspective because we can get out of it on a tax-free basis and move into a more balanced position. So sometimes we're trying to monetize the position to permit a rediversification and reinvestment. And we're always worried about minimizing the cost of diversifying from both a financial and a tax perspective. There are a handful of strategies, maybe 9 or 10 strategies, that if you're going to have executive clients with large concentrations, you want to have your mind around. I'll go through these one at a time and try to walk you through the big picture thoughts, the leading thoughts on these ideas right now. Now, we can always just sell the stock and reinvest in a diversified portfolio. When your basis is very high, when you can isolate shares on a tranche-by-tranche basis, you are allowed to sell a particular tranche. So let's say I have 50 tranches of stock that I acquired since I was 24 years old, out of graduate school. I'm now 64 years old, and I've been working for the same company the whole period of time. I have these 50 tranches. One tranche I bought 4 months ago, another tranche I bought 40 years ago. The tranche from 40 years ago has a basis of $1 a share and fair market value of $100 a share. The tranche I bought just 4 months ago has a basis of $95 a share, fair market value of $100. Now, what I would do once, when I start to diversify, normally, depending on the overall circumstances, I will peel off that most expensive tranche. And you do that by simply writing an email or a letter to the stockbroker, please sell the shares I acquired on, you know, January 1st, 2011, something like that. Now, another way to diversify or to reduce your risk is to do something called a short sale against the box. You own the stock, and then you short some of the stock you already own. Now, what you're accomplishing there is you're in an economically neutral position. That is not a good long-term strategy, but it's an excellent strategy if you're just trying to move a gain from 1 year to another and not take a lot of economic risk. To go short against the box, though, there are some restrictions. You have to take that short off for at least 60 days per year, and we'll look more at that as we move through the seminar. Now, you could buy what's called a protective put. A protective put is simply an insurance policy. I own Procter & Gamble. It's trading at $65 a share. I go out into the marketplace and I buy a put at $55 a share. That is an insurance policy. If the stock falls from 65 to 5, I'm going to be able to sell it at $55. That is not a good long-term strategy because puts are expensive. Oftentimes when we buy puts, we will write calls and we will create what's called a cashless collar. And we'll walk through that in just a second. My favorite technique for many of the concentrated portfolios we represent is to do a charitable remainder trust. We take the stock in that concentrated portfolio, we drop it into a charitable trust, we sell it within the charitable trust, and then we completely diversify. And if the client still has $1 million or $5 million worth of Procter & Gamble stock in the palm of their hand, then we will diversify away from large cap growth stocks into a more balanced portfolio that complements the other part of their portfolio. Now, whether it's General Electric, Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble, one of the oil companies, the theory is all the same. Sometimes we'll do cashless collars. We can do those with simply puts and calls on the open market, or oftentimes it's more efficient to do it through the trading desk of a money center bank or one of the larger brokerage firms. And basically, in those transactions, there's you're buying a put, your insurance policy. Let's say the stock's at $65 a share. You buy a put at $55, and let's say you pay $2 for that, and you sell a call at $75. Let's say they give you $2 for that. You are now cash flow neutral in the perfect world, and you're hedged now. If the stock goes above $75, you're selling it at $75. If it falls below $55, you're selling it at $55. You protected some of your net worth. Now, in the long run, that is not a good, viable strategy. Very good strategy in the short run, especially if you're just hedging while you're waiting for some other diversification events to take place. We can look at variable forward sales or monetizing collars. Basically, in a monetized collar, you hedge it and then you borrow against the hedge position. You're up against some margin rules in that situation, but because you've hedged, there's less risk of a margin call. The other thing you can do is you can look at what's called a VFS, a variable forward sale. In a variable forward sale, you're agreeing to deliver a certain dollar amount of stock in the future, and the number of shares you deliver will be determined on the price of the stock at that point in time. But again, in those instances, you have a floor and a ceiling. Okay, there's an embedded collar basically in your variable forward sale. Now, the other last technique we'll talk about is an exchange fund. In an exchange fund, what we're doing is we are joining together with other similarly placed executives to create a partnership made up of stock of, say, 50 or 100 companies that these executives work for. And now you get back a diversified portfolio. You do this all on a tax-free basis. These are relatively expensive to put together, but for some of the people we've represented, they've been a very good option to help diversify away from that risk. So basically, these are the 9 strategies. Very rarely will one strategy solve the whole problem. We've had people do up to 5 or 6 of these strategies, combine them. A lot depends on your client's goals and objectives. A charitable trust is one of the nicer strategies, but to do the charitable trust, you need to have charitable intention. When you're doing collars or buying puts or writing calls, there are a lot of complicated tax implications, and those have to be taken into account. Selling the stock comes at a price of paying all that tax up front. So these are all the things that you need to take into account when you're looking at strategies for concentrated low basis stock positions. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler, and thank you for joining us today.